producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Going into hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Have you ever had one of those moments where you're out there wondering whether or not you're actually pushing the right cause? Well, I don't either. But, you know, of course, I had to think the other day on August 28th, because that was the day that Geraldo Rivera said that the Second Amendment is blind and stupid. August the 28th, he responded to the accidental death of firearms instructor Charles Vaca by calling the Second Amendment blind and stupid. Vaca was the instructor that was shot by the 9-year-old. He worked at Bullets and Burgers, a popular stop outside Las Vegas for tourists who want to legally shoot a machine gun. Gun shooting has become a big tourism attraction. These folks were from New Jersey, where they had no chance of this happening. And for some reason, they thought it was a smoking hot idea. Don't get me wrong. There's, a child, a trained child that understands how to operate a firearm is a safe child with a firearm. I'm a little muddy about how smart it was to put a fully automatic Uzi in the hands of a 9-year-old who never shot anything before with no training prior to that. Rivera blames the Second Amendment for this happening. He said, like I've always said, the Second Amendment, the provision that gives every American the right to keep and bear arms, is blind and stupid. In its relentless pimping for the gun industry, the NRA has unleashed an avalanche of deadly weapons on this gun-crazy country. Just as it protects access to weapons for cops and hunters, it also protects access to weapons for domestic abusers, mental patients, jerk-offs on the no-fly list, all around dim bulbs and now little children. You know, nowhere in the Second Amendment does it say the right of the police to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, Geraldo. I've never been a big Geraldo Rivera fan, simply because this is a New York reporter who claims to be an investigative reporter, and he may have been, you know, he opened up Al Capone's safe and found nothing. He goes around, he talks, he's condescending, he's elite. And if you're going to have a head and a hairdo that big, build your shoulders up, mister. You look like a bobble doll. But that's an ad hominem attack, and I'm way above that. Oh, golly gee. He went on to reference the accidental death of the firearm instructor and said, it is obscene and uncivilized to let a third grader shoot a fully automatic Uzi machine gun. What was he training for? Revolution? Invasion? Service in the incoming post-apocalyptic social disorder? See, here's what I will say. That situation is bad. It was a bad situation. I feel bad for the little girl. I feel bad for the parents. I feel bad for the family of Mr. Vaca. The gun range itself is going to shut down. It's going out of business. I feel bad for everybody involved because everybody's playing this hindsight what-if game now. And putting a weapon in the hands of a tourist is, you know, it's one of these things where you, I mean, and this instructor was right up on her. He couldn't have, as a matter of fact, he's dead because he was right up on her. But I think he probably tried to do everything he thought he could do, except maybe give her a gun she could handle. Rivera fails to mention the one thing that the 9-year-old was doing. She was taking time on vacation to shoot a gun under the supervision of an experienced firearms instructor and her parents. And a very bad negligent incident occurred, and Rivera blames the gun nuts for it. He blames the Second Amendment for it. I guess, and this is typical of somebody from New York, it never occurs to somebody in New York that, well, yes, there are domestic abusers, but there's many more people that own guns that aren't. Or mental patients, or jerk-offs on the no-fly list, or dim bulbs. And while the NRA, as an example, does run the Ed Eagle program and the Advocate training programs for children, they don't advocate training anyone. They don't certify anyone to train anyone in the use of automatic weapons. That's just something the range picked up on their own. That's just something the range decided to do on their own. Nothing wrong with it. You can go to ranges all around where I live and fire automatic weapons if that's, you know, what you want to do. It's very, you know, if you've done it once and you're paying for the ammo, it's a little bit like watching a Mike Tyson fight when Mike was in his prime, you know, where you'd get out there and pay $85 for the pay-per-view and he'd knock him out 56 seconds into the first round. The thrill is over with quick. So I understand where people who've never done that might want to say, well, I want to shoot a full automatic machine gun. It's really overrated. You find a guy that flips the selector switch to semi-auto, now you have a discriminating shooter. This guy's looking for a target. He wants to hit a target. He doesn't want to see a bunch of bullet impacts on the dirt ground. Do you see how many times the dust came up? He's not looking for that. He's looking for precision. And surprisingly, that's what most self-defenders are looking for, is precision. But Geraldo's out there. Now, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to read from something that another gun-grabbing individual, Dr. Michael Abrahams, has written, which also references the Uzi incident. Now, the way this is going, I posted a little picture up on the Facebook page. We got a lot of people out there talking about this that don't know what they're talking about. They don't know anything about guns. They don't know anything about guns. The Uzi, and this guy talks about the Uzi, and we're going to talk about the Uzi. We're going to talk about why the Uzi technically has a penchant for muzzle flip. Because Uzis are chambered in 9mm. Not exactly a hammering, battering round for the shooter. But it's all about weapon design. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what he has to say about it and just see just how far off the path he tries to veer. Well, he accidentally veers off the path because, once again, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And these are the people that try to shape opinion by talking about things they don't know anything about. I'm glad I'm not a violent person anymore, because sometimes when I see Geraldo Rivera being particularly insulting to people and he gets this little smirk on his face, like he was on with this particular incident, he gets this little smirk on his face, and I'm just thinking, my formerly violent self, I'm just wondering how many times it would take for me to break my hand on that smiling face. But I'm over that now. I'm much better. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back to the Frog Group Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. One quick note. In the chat room, the ninjas are in there, and they made me aware of something out there. The show streams live over YouTube. And I have a comment by the Illuminati. that says the comment that you love dogs and they are part of the family is part of what's wrong with USA Now. One has severe social problems if he just substitutes domestic animals for family, which is extremely common. Do you think the rash of childless white liberals with doggy kids means you control the political future? No, it doesn't. Ask EU what doggy kids and gay parades and abortion have done for Islam's takeover of EU by babies, which are family. What are you talking about? When I said I love dogs, that's because I love dogs. But I was talking in a context of they're sort of worthless if two assailants come out of the woods with a ball bat and you're female and they're going to brain you and take you away and sexually assault you. And no, I don't substitute dogs for my children. I have three. I have two grandchildren. That's what I love, is non sequiturs. Wake up, Illuminati, or pick up the phone if you want to go that route. 1-877-317-6432. Talking about, you know, I'm talking about a woman saving her life while somebody wants to tee her up like a tee ball and then take her in there and have their way with her. And that's what's grabbing that guy. I wonder if the Illuminati is a gun owner. Coming from the desk of Dr. Michael Abrahams, he writes, I'm absolutely fascinated by Americans and their obsession with guns. Every now and again, there's some widely publicized horrific fatal shooting incident followed by calls for gun control, which are in turn followed by the proverbial middle finger from the NRA, quoting the Second Amendment and defending the right of the citizens to keep and bear arms. I'm going to point out something for you, for everybody out there. Gun rights organizations do not represent the majority of gun owners. That's a mere fact. If the NRA has 5 million members and you take everybody else and you get another million out of it, that's 6 million people out of 100 million. When Congress takes up legislation, when the Senate does it, when the House does it, yes, phone calls begin. But 94% plus of all gun owners do not belong to the NRA. The NRA is a lobbying group, and they're not very good at it because they compromise on a lot of cases. They should just be a training group, is what they should be. They should be the training group. GOA should be the lobbying group. Gun Owners of America should be the lobbying group. And Second Amendment Foundation should do nothing but lawsuits, because that's what everybody specializes in. And that's what they're really good at. But no, everybody wants to lobby too. They want to get out of their area of expertise. So the NRA... Yeah, they have, all of these guys have scorecards and all this other stuff for politicians, but it is primarily the constituents that sway the politicians. Now, they may get the information from Gun Owners of America or NRA or Second Amendment Foundation, but what they do with it is up to them in their area where they vote. But then Dr. Abrahams references the Uzi incident with the... in Arizona, or Las Vegas, wherever it was. It's in different states, no matter what you read. That's weirded him out, because when his family goes on a vacation, the only things that his kids shoot are pictures, and even that is dangerous, because his two-year-old son loves to throw stuff, including the camera. For people like him, who's unfamiliar with guns and cannot tell a glue gun from an M16, he tries to kindly break it down for you. An Uzi is a fully automatic firearm, although they do make semi-automatic variants, which he misses. Automatic firearms continuously fire rounds as long as the trigger is pressed and held, and there's ammunition in the magazine or chamber. That is a fair assessment of it. They fire 600 to 650 rounds per minute, which doesn't actually happen because magazine might hold 30. So, you know, but that's how fast it could fire with a continuous amount of ammunition being fed into it. They are heavy. They weigh almost 8 pounds. He gets that part right. Powerful muzzle velocity. Well, he hasn't fired a 10mm or a 44 or a 45 or a lot of things. And they were developed by the Israeli army to use in war, to kill people. That's it, a death machine. Every gun made is designed to kill something. Okay? Every gun made. You want to know how I know that? Because they all have this common thing called a barrel with a hole in it. That allows the round to exit and head downrange. Every gun that fires a round has a capacity to kill something when it hits soft tissue. So the death machine, it's not a death machine, it is a tool. Now, there's a couple of characteristics about the Uzi that he misses. The Uzi, and it depends upon the age of the Uzi, the fully automatic Uzis break in faster because the bolt is worked more often. A semi-automatic Uzi, which I've owned one of, the bolt is very heavy. Pulling it back, it fires from the open bolt position. Pulling it back and getting it ready to fire is a chore because it is a heavy bolt. So when you fire that weapon, if you don't have a good grip on that weapon, not just on the pistol grip, but on the fore end of the weapon, that thing is going to jump because when that bolt comes back, this is where all of the muzzle flip comes back from. Not from the round, but from the bolt. Uzis, now of course they do have a natural recoil, but they are 9mm. But I've never seen an Uzi with a muzzle device on one. I've seen them with silencers or suppressors, whatever, what have you. But I've never seen one with a muzzle device which dissipates the effect of the round exiting the barrel. But once again, it's 9mm. Now, I suspect that because of the way that gun had to be angled in order for it to flip up, go left, and shoot that instructor, I suspect that bolt coming back rapidly after however many shots she actually managed to have downrange, I suspect that had a large part to do with it because of the size of that bolt and because of the fact that she was trying to stick it out in front of her. But Dr. Abrahams, I don't want to talk about that. It's just guns are bad. Let's talk about the governor's race in Connecticut and what's shaping it, people of Connecticut. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. In Connecticut, well, the governor is going to be up for, Daniel P. Malloy is up for re-election. And 4 years ago, he barely beat a Republican named Tom Foley. And in that same race, the third party conservative candidate took 11.5% of the vote, which threw it to Malloy. It's another tight race this year, and it but it does look like Malloy would be the major party nominee, more threatened by an outsider chipping away at his base. But in Connecticut, you basically have what amounts to a gun control regime that nobody really wants to enforce. They expected the people of Connecticut, the good people, the good gun-owning people of Connecticut, to just step forward, register everything they've got, make sure all the cops knew everything they had. And for their trouble in the run-up to it, you know, you had police saying, "I just can't wait to kick down your door." You had police, state police representatives saying, you know, "I do what I want." Now, Malloy is vulnerable on this. Now, two other Republicans, Pelto and Visconti, they tried to help shape the debate by drawing attention to the education and gun issues that were cornerstones of their respective campaigns. But Malloy has backing from the teachers' unions. Now, whenever you have education and guns running neck and neck as an issue, the education system in the United States today, especially with Common Core, is designed to subvert the Constitution. It's designed to change common knowledge. The outside candidates, though, in the conversation they forced on certain issues may have affected the race. Foley, the presumptive Republican nominee for governor, has said he would sign a repeal of the state's post-Newtown gun restrictions. He was sort of vague about it when he first got into it, but now he's decided to he's decided to get a little more militant about it. Malloy, as far as the teachers are concerned, 2 years ago he got out there and said that teachers could get tenure simply by showing up for 4 years. So in other words, it's not a performance-based profession where you actually have to educate people. You just got to be able to hang out for 4 years. That's a really bad message. like all things, this is going to be a referendum on many things. But the gun issue is going to be a big part of it, because here's the thing. A bunch of people in Connecticut, a bunch of good people in Connecticut, have been made criminals by an ex post facto law. By their state government. And nobody wants to enforce it. So, oh well. We'll see. We'll watch this. I'll have to get Ed Peruta back on the show because I'm sure he's part of that campaign. Although winter's coming, he may be headed back to San Diego. We'll find out. I do like stuff like that, you know. I do like stuff like that. Concealed carry on campus is something that is picking up some steam. I don't know why that isn't allowed. You know, we're paying, or somebody's paying, or people are going into debt to go to these colleges and universities, and yet, after they've paid them, they surrender their rights in various means and ways. They have free speech zones. I saw a video of a university somewhere, I don't remember where it was, where a university professor who was specializing in teaching about pornography attacked a not college-age teenage girl because she was carrying a poster of an aborted fetus. And it was a physical attack. And she got anger management classes out of that. But, you know, there's a lot of love. When we send our children to college, whether they're paying for it or we're paying for it or the state's paying for it or whoever the college, you know, somebody's paying for it, they're surrendering their rights. Right now, the Students for Concealed Carry have been very active at the University of South Carolina, in Columbia, South Carolina. The University of South Carolina sits on top of a hill, overlooking the former Carolina Coliseum on one side, and if you look down the other side, it overlooks beautiful, picturesque Five Points. The college students like to hang out at Five Points because there's the bars there, the bohemian clothes shops, and the old music stores, and the kitchen places that have the old world stuff in it. It's a very eclectic blend of shopping there and dining. At night, the gangs come out. It is so bad at Five Points after the sun goes down that a whole section of the Columbia Police Department has been assigned to Five Points after the sun goes down. And they still have crime there. 1,000 yards away from Five Points is a very old, picturesque neighborhood called Shandon, where nothing ever happens. Very close to it. All around it is just, it's the most picturesque area, but when the sun goes down, that's when the predators come out. So it takes on a whole new thing. And students, they still like to hang out there even though the sun goes down. That's when, party time, right? Party time. Now in Idaho, until recently, you couldn't carry a gun on campus in Idaho, although you can now. Idaho has become the seventh state to allow campus carry in a movement gaining traction across the country, despite the often strenuous opposition of the other students and the faculty and the campus administrators, which are all liberal, of course. You also have Oregon, Utah, Colorado, Kansas, Mississippi, and Wisconsin, which also have laws on the books that allow students to conceal weapons on campus. Some of these students, they're 21 years old or older. They are, we're going to turn over the world to them in a few short years. And while they're getting their education, they can't defend themselves, really. What kind of a message are we teaching them at this particular juncture in their lives? That's the thing about the anti-gun meme. Just let it happen. Give in. Acquiesce. Just let it happen. Here's the thing. You're still a victim. You're still in their control. You shouldn't be in their control, no matter what they say. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, back one more time. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Here's the last thing I'm going to say about kids and guns. Okay? Children today can learn to handle a great many things if you teach them. They teach themselves how to operate computers. If you're just looking at the physical part of it, I mean, you see children in martial arts classes, gymnastics schools, playing in organized sports and everything. And, you know, somebody starts out when they're 6 or 7. By the time they're 9 or 10, they're becoming athletic to a certain degree. The idea that a child cannot be trained to operate a gun safely is bogus. A child can be trained to do a great many things, including and not limited to operating all kinds of guns. There are some guns that may overcome their strength as far as being able to hold them up. But, I don't own a gun that a child couldn't operate. In the Army, during basic rifle marksmanship, the syllabus in the Army was designed as such to be able to be absorbed by people with a 6th grade education. What is 6th grade? What is that? 11, 12, 13 years old? Maybe 12? So it's none of the stuff that... Handling a gun is not rocket science. Keeping the weapon pointed up and down range is a very important part of it. Keeping your finger off the trigger, very important part of it. Maintaining control of the weapon until you decide to fire it, and then maintaining control of it in the firing mode is very important. And all of these things children can do without batting an eyelash. In other countries, in war-torn countries, children are soldiers. They help handle full-on automatic AKs. Getting out here and trying to... And here's the other thing. If you're a father of daughters, which luckily I was a father of sons, but if you're a father of daughters, you should be teaching them how to be lethal. Lethal. In every manner you possibly can. Now, you can take them to mixed martial arts school, and you can take them to rock climbing school, and they will become quite impressive physically as females. But in the moment, where an assailant may decide to pick them out and attack them, all of that will be for naught because she cannot overcome the difference in size and strength unless you have introduced them to firearms. Now, in most states that I'm aware of, and I could be perfectly wrong about this, but I believe you have to be 21 years old to own a handgun, which is the primary defensive weapon that everybody carries. There's nothing that states you cannot train them up to that point to carry a handgun, to where it just becomes a seamless thing where they take the class, or if they're in the right state, where they just put it on. And then they're out there doing what they got to do. And the gun becomes another thing they carry, which is exactly what it is with me. It's another thing I carry. Got my keys, got a knife, got my phone, sunglasses, guns, spare magazines, you know, all that stuff. So, this incident was negligence. It was bad judgment. It was tragic, and it was an anomaly. Can't remember this little girl's name. Maybe you've seen YouTube video of her. She runs a gun as good as anybody I've ever seen. I don't think she's 10. In one segment, I've seen her shooting a fully automatic weapon, a rifle. A rifle is a lot easier to handle than a Uzi, of course. More real estate to hang on to, different kind of round, designed to do certain things that the Uzi perhaps wasn't. The other thing that taking a young person and getting them ready for life and introducing firearms to them is it develops, you know, with a child of any age, if they're taught that guns are bad and dangerous, if they ever have to pick one up, they're going to have a very long learning curve because they have this fear factor installed into them. Now, guns should not be feared. They should be respected. They should be respected almost to the degree of uneasiness with them. But if you do that, you're not going to shoot anybody accidentally. And that's okay. That's okay. No, nobody I know waves them around or anything because one of us would stop them. Not, you know, violently or anything. Just say, hey! But that mental preparation is something that is something you develop over time. And it comes with familiarity in whatever you're handling, including a gun. If you, like a lot of these people that bought guns in Ferguson because of the looting and everything there, if they've never been, you know, acclimated to shooting or anything else, they're not psychologically there when it comes time to point the weapon, because they're concerned about things about operation of the weapon. Is the safety off if it has one? Where's the safety? Or does it even have a safety? They've been out there, they bought something, they don't really understand what they're using. So getting somebody out there, taking your child and understanding that taking a weapon and sticking it in their hands and explaining to them and letting them wrap their mind around this fact that they're carrying something now that can end a life quickly, and that the only time you end a life is when yours is threatened, that gets them mentally there. You cannot overemphasize the mindset part of it. The children will naturally handle. And they're not going to get out there and say, well, you know, for my 13th birthday, my dad got me some fragmentation ammunition. It will shred someone if I have to shoot him and stuff. You know, they're not sitting out there becoming bloodthirsty or anything. It's just something else they do. Like video games or playing on a team in school or something like that. Having a girlfriend. Something else they do. Preparing your children to send some felonious thug to the grave early is a grave subject to follow. But if we want to keep our kids truly safe, Do you want a child that has presence of mind, or do you want a child completely sheltered from everything outside of the home, which you have controlled? Because when they leave your home, they're out of your control, and they're somewhere they've never been before. They're in uncharted territory. They're not prepared for where they're going. Some child that has prepared for a long time is going to be able to handle that. Let them pick their poison. Let them pick their self-defense tool. Don't get out there and try to steer them to a firearm. Let them make that choice. Let them make that call. Be with them as they go through that climb of gathering the information and learning the skill set. Teach them how to keep them. Teach them how to keep them safely. Definitely teach them to never put the finger on the trigger. And you know what? You will, you know, lots of parents, this is an old thing. This is old stuff. And some people have never heard that before. It's like, this is how you teach children how to use guns. Nobody had to teach my uncles, my dad, my grandparents how to teach me how to use a firearm. It's a good thing for a child to learn to shoot, no matter what the nannies say. All right, we'll do this again in 22 hours. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.